Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! This year should be a special schuss for Rabbi Marini Miraz Yishayichyu and for Nagidolaz Ruchayim Tzvi, Lenishim Ruchayim Tzvi, Ben Eliyahu, and Adina Shana Bas Nagidol, Chanali Bas Nagidol, Zangrovi Nagidol, and Lili Nishmas. Reb Shmuel Pinchas ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi and Reb Alexander Zusha ben Reb Yosef. We're going to be discussing a little bit about Inyane Pikuach Nefesh based on the notes of Hagoyin HaGadol Reb Frum Genachovsky Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. It says in the Parashas Vayigash Vayomer Avdecha V'Yeleinu ולקחתם גם איזה מן פני וקרוא אסון וראתם מסייבוסי ביברה שאולה. That Yaakov didn't want to send Binyamin with the brothers down to Egypt because he's afraid that Binyamin's going to die. Rashi explains that Yehuda said to Yaakov, Yehuda's trying to convince Yaakov to let Binyamin go. He says, Binyamin is a suffix if he's going to be taken, a suffix if he's not going to be taken. But we, if we don't go, we're all going to die of famine, definitely. So better, b'meiniach the suffix, v'titfos savadeh, why don't you go with the vadeh? Binyamin is only a suffix. But we're definitely going to die. You're worried about Binyamin. We're definitely going to. So you got to be more choshish for the vadeh than for the suffix. That was Yehuda's lamdisha logic. Rashi mem gimel ches. So we paskin in the Yerushalmi in Shumas perek ches that if they come to a people of a city and they say, listen, either give one guy over or we're going to kill everybody. Either give one guy or you're all gone. The halacha is they should all die and they shouldn't give over a nefesh achas mi Yisrael. And the reason is because when they give someone over, that's kumvase. But if they all die, that's sheval tas. In other words, in Judaism, we are not only concerned with preserving human life. That's not the highest value. There's a higher value, and that is not killing somebody. So even though here more people are going to be killed when they don't give this guy over, but at least they're not killing anybody, we would rather die then kill somebody. That's the halacha. So therefore the din is that if they say either give us one person or all of you will die, we have to all die. Because that's sheval tasa, that's passive, as opposed to giving someone over, which is kumvase. So now we have a question. How is it that they gave Binyamin? They were moser Binyamin. Because belav achi, anyway they're going to die. So what do we say about Binyamin? Say, let's send Binyamin along, who might be captured and might be killed, because that was the chashash of Yaakov. And they're doing this that Binyamin should die, possibly, to save them. But this is like a kumvase. This is actively doing something. You're actively sending them along in order to save their lives. We don't do that stuff. So let them die. Lo aleinu. That's the kasha. However, yesh ladun, that maybe here is different. Because here it's only a suffix, shema yamus. Binyamin's not definitely going to die. Binyamin only, there's a possibility he's going to die. There's a lo vadai. So from here, apparently, we can resolve the question of Reb Shlomo Eger. Shlomo Eger republished in his Ksavim in Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Aleph, has a Chakira. If the guy says, give someone, and it's only a suffix if he's going to be killed. And if you don't give him, then it's a vadai that everybody's going to be killed. What's the din? If it's vadai that this guy you give over is going to be killed, you're not allowed to give him. But let's say it's only a suffix. So from the fact that Binyamin was sent back down to Egypt, so you see, because since Binyamin was only a suffix, they were allowed to send him. They were allowed to take him down. That would possibly solve the chakira of Reb Shlomo Eger. Since Binyamin is only suffix Shema Yamus, they were allowed to give him over. Only Vadei Shema Yamus you're not allowed to give him over. But suffix, you're allowed to. However, we can say that here is more lenient than merely giving somebody over. Because there's a Chazan Ish that we discussed in a shir earlier today, who says, this is in Yeridei and Simen Samech Tes, Yifkot and Aleph, that the din of Yamusu Kulam is only when the Hatzalah is Alidei Hariga. You're not allowed to save yourself by doing a maaser to cause somebody to die, by giving somebody over. He calls that a pu'ul achzaris. That's a cruel act. But let's say you have a car and the car is going in the direction of a large number of people and he can move the steering wheel to the side and on the side of the road there's only one guy. So the car is out of control. So it's either killing straight away, straight ahead, being passive, killing a lot of people, or saving them by turning the car aside. So the Chazanit suggests a very controversial chiddush, that it's mutter. Because he says that this is defined as a maisa hatzala. When you're turning the steering wheel in order to save the people the car is going towards, that's the maisa hatzala of saving them. Derech agav, somebody's going to die. But be'etzem, that's called the maisa hatzala. Giving over somebody to the goyim in order to save you, that's not inherently a maisa hatzala. That's just they made the rules. They said, all right, if you give him over, we won't kill you. That's not inherently a maisa hatzala. They could not kill the people without them giving this person over. That's not permitted. But here, there's inherently a maisa hatzala. The car is going very fast. You have a Mack truck. It's going in the direction of 20 people. Chmana litzlan. And then you turn the steering wheel in order to save the people. It's a maisa hatzala. Oh, on the side, there's a guy on the side of the road. He's going to get it, okay? Chazani says that's a mutter. Also, you see a chetz, you see an arrow, or a bomb. It's going to kill some people. You're allowed to divert it, the trajectory of the bomb, or the arrow, so that one person will be killed, or a minimal amount of people will be killed, as opposed to a large amount. Here also, it's a maisa hatzala to move the arrow. Also, there's a shaila today with an airplane. Let's say you have some terroristim, rachmana litzlan lo'aleinu, and they're about to they're in an airplane and they want to knock down Twin Towers, a la Twin Towers. They want to knock down a building. And you know that there's, the person in the plane knows that there are 100 people in that building. So if he starts fighting with the terrorists and he's able to divert the direction of the plane, they're going to hit another building where there are only 10 people. Also, same idea. This is a maisa hatzala, just derech agav, people are going to be killed. One could argue, no, it's not, but that's what the Chazanis says. So here also, the halich of Binyamin was hatzala, because the Egyptian viceroy demanded that he come down. So him coming down is a maisa hatzala. Just a memela, there was a chashash, he would die baderech. You could argue, no, it's not be'etzem a maisa hatzala. Because he's just going down to Egypt. How's that saving them? How's that inherently saving them? How's that intrinsic to their Hatzalah? That's sort of like the guy's win. That's going on the guy's win. The guy had a win, bring down your brother. Now they're bringing down their brother. So one could argue, no, it's a Maisa Hatzalah to bring him down. Yeah, but why is it any less of a Maisa Hatzalah? Why is it any different than the most of the Masirik, even giving over some Jew to save everybody? One could argue that it's different than the arrow case or the car case or the plane case. And it would be usser. Or maybe no. This is all food for thought, sweet friends. So we want to understand again Rashi. Binyamin was they're afraid, but Yaakov was afraid Binyamin was going to die in the way. How is he allowed to send Binyamin in order to save the brothers? He now let us send somebody and endanger somebody to save others. So he said, maybe it's a suffix. Maybe it's okay because it's a suffix. Maybe it's okay because the etzem halich of Binyamin was a hatzalah. I question that. But be'emes, we can understand Rashi Kipshutan. Wow. Because Yesh Ladin, what would be the din? She'im Yisha'er Kulam Yamutu Avala Achar Zman. Vim Yelech Yitachen She'yamut Kodem Azman. What's the din? In an instance that if he remains, that if everybody remains, they're all going to die. They're going to die later. La'achar zman. And if this one individual goes with them, then he's going to die kodem hazman. In other words, if they remain, they're going to die in a month. And if he goes with them, then he's going to die possibly in 2 weeks. So you have the month of everybody versus his 2 weeks. So Bishlam, if he's definitely going to die before the time, and this way he's definitely going to die in 2 weeks to save people who, if he stays, will die after a month, and now they're going to live longer. No, that you don't do, because you don't give over somebody who's definitely going to die. But Mao Besafik, what about suffik? In other words, yeshlo suffik liten chayesh, yeshlo liten suffik chayesha. For him, it might be chayesha. For him, it might be temporary. He, in other words, if he remain, he's only living chayesha. He's only going to last for another month. And instead of lasting for a month, because he's going to die in the derech, he's only going to last for 2 weeks. So it's a suffik if he's going to lose those 2 weeks. What about suffik chayesha? For everybody else is chayolam. Because if he goes down with them to Egypt, then they're going to live chayolam. They're going to live for many years to come. So that's the shaila. Suffik chayesha. Anyway, as chayesha, and is he going to give up this chayesha, this temporary life, for the chayolam of others? So what about giving suffik chayolam for his chaveros vade chayolam? In other words, he's going to last for many years, his friend's going to last for many years, so is he allowed to endanger himself now? Besuffik? For his friends, chayolam. The Sma says, Choshen Mishpat, Tav Chavav, Sivkat Beis, don't do it. Lo Yitein. And if so, if you shouldn't give your suffik chayolam for your friends, Vade Chaye Olam. So also your Chaye Shah for your friends Chaye Olam. Maybe you shouldn't give. Because we don't want you giving up. In other words, you're not allowed to cause somebody else's life to be shortened, even to lengthen your own life. And therefore it could be that the din would be that even your Safik Chayesha, if you're not allowed to give your Safik Chay Olam for your friends Vade Chay Olam, and if you're not even allowed to give your Safik Chayesha for your friends Chay Olam, then anyway you're only going to live, the person's only going to live, Reuben's only going to live temporarily, but he's not allowed to give up his temporary life and make himself die earlier. They're not allowed to make him die earlier in order that they should live Chay Olam for much, much longer. Because you're not allowed to shorten someone else's life. So if you're not allowed to shorten someone else's life, maybe Safik Chayesha also. Maybe his Safik Chayesha, they shouldn't give for their own Chay Olam. And then you have Akasha from Binyamin. In other words, in the case of Binyamin, Binyamin is Chayesha. Because if they stay there, they're going to anyway die of hunger. So everybody staying is Chayesha, including Binyamin. So Binyamin's in a state of Chayesha, he's only living temporarily. How long is Chayesha versus Chay Olam? That's a parasha in and of itself. But here he's only living temporarily, eventually he's going to die of hunger with everyone else. And why is he doing this? In order to give them for Chay Olam. So if that's forbidden, then how do they send Binyamin down? Because it's his Safik Chayesha in order to preserve the brother's Chay Olam. Because if he goes down, if he doesn't go down, he's only going to live Chayesha. If he does go down with them, then they're going to live Chay Olam. So he's allowed to endanger himself. He might die in the way, Safik Chayesha, for their Vade Chay Olam. If that's usher, then how did Binyamin do it? How do they take Binyamin? How do they bring him down? How did Yaakov let them bring him down? Because it's his Safik Chayesha for their Chavadi Chayolam. If that's us, sir, then how do they do it? But this isn't difficult. But you have to remember that Binyamin wasn't just doing this for the Shvatim. He was doing it for himself. Because what would be the din if one person has a Safik Chayolam or a Vade Chayesha? What do you do? Do you do a pa'ula like an operation? Doctor says, if you don't do the operation, the doctor says to the person, you're going to live for a month. If you do the operation, you might die in the operating table, or you might live for the next 20 years. So what's the din? Mavur b'gamar b'avadazar d'av chazayin amid beis. Do the suffix chayola. Have the operation. Because a doubtful Chay Olam that he might live for the next 20 years is better than the Safik Chayesha, than the Vade Chayesha that he's going to live for another month. Yeah, you're going to have another month, they tell him. Then you're gone. But if he does the operation, then he might have Chay Olam. But if he does the operation, he might die immediately. So we have Safik Chayesha versus Vade Chay Olam. What do we do? Very lemaisa today with all these sick people from coronavirus. So again, from the Gemara we learn that Safik Chay Olam takes preference. Because Safik Chay Olam, maybe next 20 years, is better than Bivadai the next month. And we learn this in the Gemara from the Dalet Mitzrayim, that they went to the Machane Ashur, even though it was Safik Sakana. Because if they don't go, they're only going to have Chayesha. If they do go, they might have Chay Olam. Malachim, chapter 7, verses 3 and 4. And if so, you're definitely allowed to do a Pula Bedayim Ba'adam who has Chayesha. Because maybe it's going to cause him Chay Olam. Because let's just look independently at Binyamin. If Binyamin doesn't go, he's going to live for another month, however he lasts, however long the food lasts. But if he does go, then he might live for the next 50 years. The young man, Binyamin. So Binyamin's allowed to go. They're allowed to take Binyamin because they're not doing anything bad to him. Forget about the fact that they're saving themselves. They're saving him. And the Achiezer and Chelik Beis, Yeredeh, Simen Tezayin, he brings from the Shvus Yankif and Simen Ayin Hey, which is brought in the Pisachay Tshuva and Yeredeh, Simen Shin Lamites, to learn about an operation. Like we said, that go with the Safik Chai Olam and not the Vadei Chai Isha. So now, we understand Binyamin's Maisa very well. We know that if Binyamin remains, he's going to die with everyone Machmas Rav. So their life is only a Chai Isha. They're allowed to give him over because now he's going to live Chai Olam, and also the benefit is they're going to live Chai Olam. So, well, we have a lot more to say, sweet friends. Trust me. Oh my gosh. I'm saying we have Olam Umalo of material on these Shilas. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.